Now let's hear the opening of the second movement, the Funeral March, and consider that in the light of the sketches. This movement is notated in 2/4 time, and its solemn gravity is underlined if we think of it in 2 slow steps per bar rather than 4, not counting the conductor's need to subdivide for purely practical reasons. The sketches bear out this intention. The earliest is in 4/4 time with double the note values, minims for crotchets, crotchets for quavers. Instead of falling back into C minor, it aspires towards the dominant. Of the first 8 bars, actually 10 in this particular sketch, only the first 2 were to remain unchanged, although Beethoven experimented with and rejected variants. At a later stage, Beethoven added the characteristic grace note. But the idea of an immediate counterstatement in the wind was already recorded in the 4/4 sketch. The words, second time wind instruments, were also written over a second part of the theme. And one phrase in particular was preserved. Beethoven then changed the notation to 2/4, but the theme itself required shaping bar by bar. There are countless alternative readings. Sometimes they take a retrograde step, as with the opening phrase. A variant may be tried and rejected. This process might be epitomized by playing bars 5 to 8 in their various forms. In the first of these sketches, there's no sign of the consoling E-flat section of the theme. ¶¶ let's trace the growth of this idea. And now with the upbeat. Here the sketch becomes almost illegible with crossings out, but Notterbohm deciphered three versions of the following cadence. This section of the march theme was an important departure, emotionally and structurally. Inverted, it gave rise to the great fugato that brought the biggest climax of the movement. Let's look at Beethoven's notes on this. At first, he only sees the fugue in C minor. He makes a verbal reminder of the sequence of events. In his words, after the first return of the opening, but only the minor key part of it, comes the fugue. Meanwhile, he writes, and then adds a fragment of the intervening C major section. This is as it was to be, although still short of the dramatic move of setting off the fugue, not in the basic C minor, but in F minor, as we just heard. But a word about the C major episode. Turning to the major key in an obsessively minor key movement serves a double purpose of aesthetic contrast and of consolation. It also has the effect of deepening the shadows when the minor returns. A sketch for the return. Thank you. became immeasurably expanded. At the end of the funeral march, the theme disintegrates into short, broken phrases. This we find far on in the sketchbook. And another version. Yet some key change was needed to throw all this into relief and to separate the coda from the full-scale recapitulation of the march. In an earlier sketch for the ending, we find a series of drum beats. Followed by a sudden fortissimo chord of A-flat, resolving into an outline of the last cadence. Did Beethoven himself foresee that this A-flat chord would be transplanted from the end to the start of the coda to yield such results as these? The minuet origins of the scherzo of the Eroica can be traced back to the Menuetto Serioso from the earlier sketchbook. Even when the eventual theme began to take shape, the letter M for minuet still persisted. There's a complete outline of such a minuet, with this phrase echoed in the horns. But there's no sign of the familiar trio of horns. The trio at this stage continues in much the same vein. However, the title minuet in Beethoven was no guarantee of a stately tempo. The minuet in the First Symphony is a scherzo in all but name. Nevertheless, there seems a dramatic change in the sketches when the word presto appears. The nature of the theme also changes. In the score, presto was modified to allegro vivace. Next, the metamorphosis of the trio theme. At first, a decided kinship with the first movement. Later, the idea of a fanfare for the three horns. And a further sketch that was later used only in part as a variant. In spite of its overwhelming effect, the Eroica added only one instrument to the standard classical orchestra, a third horn. This had one decisive advantage. It enabled the trio of the scherzo to live up to its name as a trio. Now to the finale. Its theme, at any rate, was ready-made. It came from the ballet music to Prometheus, and its possibilities as a variation subject had been fully explored in the Piano Variations Opus 35. Sketches for these preceded our first glimpse of the Eroica in the sketchbooks. But the Eroica finale was to go much further than variations. Its form is unique, so let's just consider the events. First, a downward rush of strings in G minor, which obliterates the E-flatness of the scherzo and clears the air for the E-flatness of the finale itself. Then, as with the piano variations, there are variations on the bass of the theme. With the theme itself revealed in the third variation. The key then changes and the bass sets off a fugue. Then the theme returns briefly in D major. And a further variation with a brilliant flute part follows. The central core of the movement, where the bass is treated to a new theme in a vigorous dotted rhythm. From here, the sequence is reversed. The original theme, followed by a second fugue on the inverted bass, and back to variations, this time in slower tempo. One more thing is needed to complete the symmetry, the opening flourish. The music drifts to G minor, and the rush of strings returns, veering as before to E flat for the coda. In the sketches, we find these diverse adventures noted in the most telegraphic way imaginable, and yet it seems clear that the idea of the whole was already at the back of Beethoven's mind. First, the bass, together with a note VAR for variations. Then a rough idea of the G minor opening. Next, the bass as a potential fugue subject. Finally, the idea of further variations in slower tempo and poco adagio, beginning with wind instruments alone. Which is precisely what happens in the symphony. The theme itself hardly needed writing down, as it was fairly well ingrained from Beethoven's previous use of it. The piano variations of 18-2 were fresh in his mind, and they too had explored the idea of using the bass as a fugue. But the gravitation to and from G minor was a new feature. He worked on the opening and tried a new formula. Out of G minor arose the idea of the middle episode or variation, but without its characteristic dotted rhythm. Beethoven's sketches have been justly described as documents of human endeavor. They are also revealing lessons in the whole art of musical composition.